Hello there, this is Mistress Delia, here to talk to you about dom space and the submissive. Dom space is not as often talked about as subspace. In BDSM, the focus generally is on subspace or subdrop after a scene. However, a dominant woman can fly and soar too, so today I want to focus on dom space, which is such an amazing feeling. When dom and sub get into that rhythm of play that shares a sexy back and forth, intense sensations and feedback, that is how I best can get into my dom space. So for me, achieving dom space, I have to get into a rhythm or start feeling a certain flow to things. And for many doms, that's how this space starts. It's a powerful and very strong set of emotions and feelings. It is not the letting go of subspace. It's more about everything just flowing and moving right along. In business, feeling the flow is a really great thing that makes you super productive. And I would say in BDSM, that flow is still the same. So, how can you as a submissive help with dom space? One thing that stands out is music. So many of you have great music playlists. Share them with your mistress. Maybe you love something with a certain beat or sound. And I'll tell you, music can help me to start the flow. Your reactions also help me so much. As an example, you moan while stroking and following my teasing instructions. You gasp when the nipple clamps come off. Or during a spanking session, you get that tone to your voice and I completely tune into the scene. Often, it's the auditory cues that really help me to soar. When that back and forth between dom and sub happens just perfectly, the sexy feeling of dom space can wash right over me and make me roar. This is Mistress Delia. We can talk about dom space, subspace, and all things kinky when you call 800-601-6975.